Welcome to episode 224 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. So, after a small layoff in order to get my health back on track and take care of a rather chaotic couple of weeks, I'm glad to say I'm now back in the saddle and able to bring you this latest show. In it, you join me as I make kit selections in preparation for a quick, local Christmas-themed photo shoot one evening. So, let's get straight on with it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 224. It is just after 4:30 in the afternoon, and as I record this, I am really pushed for time. I've had a super productive day. I've been on my computer most of the day from around about 11 o'clock, something like that. Basically, I've been doing everything from paying bills to supplying features and collaborating or talking to clients and all this sort of thing. And basically, this evening, what I've got to do is to head off to Chichester. You've heard me talking about Chichester. Here in West Sussex. I'm actually in Hampshire, but just across the border, some minutes away, is the county of West Sussex. So what I've got to do, one of my clients has asked me to go to photograph the turning on of the Christmas lights and crowd scenes and just general sort of lifestyle things like that. So what I thought I'd do, like I say, I'm off out the door. I've set myself an alarm for about 3/4 of an hour, which you think is great, but you know, I have to make sure that everything else is sort of tied up, and I've just turned off my computer, letting that cool down a bit. It could be that I get some emails come in just before I head off, but you know, it's just a little bit frantic. But what I thought I'd do is tell you what kit I am packing for the photography this evening. Now, before I forget, because I know I will, I'm taking a stepladder because I've got to get up high to shoot over the tops of crowds and that sort of thing. If I forget to mention the stepladder again, there it is. So, first things first, I have in front of me here, I have the bag of choice for this evening. It's a Lowepro Flipside Trek BP450AW backpack. That is one which a lot of you will know is on review at the moment. If you haven't already, please go onto the YouTube channel and check out the pre-review first look video. It's already received in the region of around 2,000 views at the moment, so I'm really pleased with that. Really good comments on there, people are happy. So this is a bag which I have selected, not just because it's on test at the moment, but because the access to the main compartment for photography kit is right at the back. It's behind, it's sandwiched between the bulk of the bag and my back, so no one can get in, short of taking a knife to it or wrestling it off my back, no one can access my camera equipment, so security is really good. There are other pockets sort of on the top and what have you. I won't have anything particularly in there. It might be, I don't know. I really don't think I will. Maybe I was going to say hat and gloves or something, but the temperature is going to drop so much that I'll invariably going to be wearing those. So it could be that top pocket actually has nothing in. Trying to keep the weight down a little bit. I don't need loads and loads of kit today. So, ladder, backpack. In front of me here, I've got a case with a tripod in it. My choice today is the Gitzo Series 2 Traveller. It's a carbon fibre tripod, so because I'm going to be on my feet for an hour, moving around a bit, I don't want too much weight with my old aluminium tripod. It is better, arguably, for static situations where I want the extra weight to keep it rooted. But today, even though it's quite blustery, I'm going to go with this lighter option, and I'll explain why in a minute. So, I'll come back to the items of kit specifically, but the nature of the pictures, we've got the turning on of the lights, we've also got the fireworks. Now, originally, there's a bit of a backstory here. I originally said that I was going to be under commission between 6 and 7 p.m. get there a little bit early, set up, and what have you. The client then decided they were going to add a load of other stuff onto my brief. Now, normally with this particular client, I work in 2-hour batches, and you have to take all sorts of things into consideration. I've spoken about this many times, but the long and short of it is, for some reason, they decided to pay me in advance, which is lovely. It shows trust and all that sort of thing and confidence, but it's made it awkward because I had to go back to them and say, look, you agreed that this was what we're going to do. It's literally going to be turning on of the lights and then some minutes later, the fireworks, and that's it. They then started to add all sorts of other things on, which I had to go back to them and say, it's just not going to be feasible to do all this within an hour. I will extend it to 2 hours, like we have done all through the year on other shoots. But obviously, I appreciate budget is an issue. And there we go. So what they've said is actually, okay, here are the key images we need, and we've kept it to an hour, and it's, you know, just got to, I've got to pop into their office on the way through town just to touch base and say hi and finish off a couple of bits, and then we're good to go. So that's the nature of it. Let's get on to the kit. The camera that I'm going to be using mostly, and I'm going to open up the case here, probably not going to put the item straight into the case because I need to move stuff around a little bit to fit it. But I'll put the items to one side for now. We have got Nikon D3, very good, as you know, at low light, high ISO levels. Invariably for the for the fireworks shots, going to have to be wider angle to take in the crowds and some of the architecture, the buildings and shops and all that sort of thing. It's in the centre of Chichester. I'm going to be using my 24-70mm lens, I would imagine. Incidentally, because of all the crowds, the noise and all the rest of it, and the nature of this evening's photographs, I'm literally going to have to just concentrate, really hit it hard within the course of the time scale that we've got. One thing that's also compounded matters is that I'm now told that the timings have shifted, which they often can, and this is something I made clear to the client, that look, if you're saying this is, you know, we need you for an hour, once things start to shift, it then starts to get a bit awkward. They now tell me that the switch on and the fireworks are all going to be taking place exactly or thereabouts on 6:30. So I have to think, how am I going to get the switching on shots and the fireworks shots? What I think I'm going to do probably is have my my D3, and I might change my mind nearer the time. And this isn't, just going back to what I was saying, this is why I'm not going to record audio as I go. It may be that I follow this up as I'm driving away later and you'll get an extra recording. We'll see. But I think what I'm going to do for the switching on shots, I think I'm going to use my D3 with my 80-200, which I'm going to use and take out there. I will have that just over my shoulder, have it handheld. Probably, I would imagine, shoot in the region of, oh, I don't know, something like ISO 6400 or 2500, something like that. Handheld, it should be fine. What I'll also do is, alongside the tripod, I'm going to take a monopod, and I may well attach the monopod to the lens, which takes the brunt of the mounting there, the weight distribution, and then that will just steady those shots for the over the top of the crowd, switching on of the lights, the 3, 2, 1, off you go sort of thing. Then I will probably have, this is where I have to think about my selection and what I want. I've got a D800, as you know, regular listeners will know. Not as good at low light levels, but you know what? Throughout this past year or so, I've been pleasantly surprised. Something about it seems to have changed. Now, it's probably, if I'm honest, the fact, as with all kits, it's down to me. You know, as a photographer, you get used to the kit, its limitations, what it excels at, all of that. And it could be that I'm actually just using it better in whatever situation, finding what works best. So what I'm going to do is just set these cameras up now, ready to go. This camera, I'm going to set it somewhere mid-range, something like, because I don't know exactly what the lighting will be, ISO 2000. On the D800 here, plus 0.3 of an f-stop exposure compensation. That's my usual thing. I've got a memory card in there, good to go, 200 shots on that. set up the D3. Similarly, we'll take that to, because it's going to be handheld, I'm going to go ISO 4000, plus 0.3 again. And that's got, let me just check, that's shooting raw. Because it's a lower resolution picture, because it's a lower resolution sensor, in there I have a single memory card, which is a, 16 gig, I think? Yeah, 16 gig. That's giving me 840 shots at the moment on there. It can change, of course, because of the nature of whatever you're photographing. So that's the two cameras, two lenses set up. I'm also going to take, and I probably won't use it, I need to do a few tests once I'm there, going to take a 10 to 20 mil super wide angle lens. That'll probably stay in the bag, won't get used. Got some spare memory cards here. I've got my trusty 24 to 85 mil lens, which I won't expect to use, but I might just take that to leave in the car, which is not necessarily really close by, but it's there just in case I should. Touch wood, I won't, but touch wood, just in case I drop the lens and all the rest of it. I'm going to pack a flash, not that I'm planning to use that, a couple of packs of battery. In each pack there are 8, so those have just been charging. Incidentally, I'm taking all of these items out of my Pelly 1510 roller case. As I say, that's where the kit stays, and then I just distribute it into whichever cases I need on the particular occasion. So there's not a lot left in here because that's my standard kit. I'm going to take a little torch. This is a Pelly 222 numbers in my eyes are getting tired. 2220Z1 VB3 LED light. You don't need to know all that. It's basically a little flip-up light which is bright yellow so you can see where it is. That will probably just stay in the bag or in my pocket. There's going to be light around. I will chuck in some electrical tape because you never know if you need to fasten things. What have I got in this pocket here? Don't need anything for colour calibration. It's not necessary tonight. It's just the existing lights, that sort of thing. I will take my electronic shutter release so that I don't have to physically press the button on the camera. I can step back and don't have to use a self timer, which is a little bit, even with a 2 second delay, when you're photographing fireworks, you want to be hitting it, you know, at the time. You don't want to press it and hope that the fireworks are going to be there. That is basically it. Other stuff, I've got something to eat because I'm absolutely starving. I basically very stupidly worked through what would have been my lunch break. I did a bit of work this morning with a coffee and something, but apart from that, I'm running on empty. Not very sensible, don't do it. Got some water, even though it's going to be really, really cold. I'm going to take water, have a good old slug of that before I start walking and what have you. And that is it, I think. I've got a pair of gloves. These are low alpine, kind of stretchy sort of gloves. They're a good compromise between being able to operate the camera. They've got like a fleece lining, so you've got a bit of warmth. They're quite close fitting. That's really good. Not the warmest gloves. Don't need to worry about rain. It shouldn't be raining this evening. But, you know, I get a good sense of the controls of the camera. I can operate all the dials, all the buttons and what have you. So I've got those. I've got some sort of a neck warmer, which will go obviously around my neck. In terms of a coat, I know it's not exactly photography kit, but you know, if you're outdoors shooting, you want to keep warm. Just got regular sort of trail shoes. My coat is essentially it looks like a down jacket. It's a synthetic jacket, but it's nice and warm. I could take a downfield jacket, but I think I kind of like this other one. Something about it makes me feel a bit more cozy. So that's basically it. But I think, do you know what? I think that is it. I'm just, there's always that sort of moment where when you're in a bit of a rush, and there have been all sorts of things that have been pulling me left, right and centre today. there's always that moment where you think, right, what have I forgotten? And everything is basically good to go. Batteries have been charged. You know, spare memory cards are there as well. I think we're good. So looking at this, I told myself that I was going to head off at 5:15. Things have shifted a bit, like I say, because the action isn't starting till 6:30. But and I'm only commissioned, remember, I'm only commissioned for an hour. Now, you don't stand there with a klaxon and a stopwatch, and then when the hour is up, you go, I'm off. Doesn't work like that. You have to factor in time to get into position, talk to people, do this, that and the other. So what I'll probably do, I'll probably still aim to leave at 5:15. And it'll just get, it takes the pressure off because I've got to find somewhere to park. I've got to walk a bit. I've got to, like I say, go into the office there and have a chat with them. And then set up my cameras. The other thing I will do actually now, and let's see, have I got anything in my pocket to do this? Probably not. I mentioned there that what I'm going to do is have my D800 mounted on the tripod. And what I'll do is set that set that alongside, just alongside me, ready to go. And then I can just sort of turn to that camera when I need to see the fireworks. Now, just having a look, in my case here, I always carry some spare change. Now, this isn't going with me, but what usually is in here, and I bet it's the one time it's not. No, it's not. Usually, and a lot of you will have heard me talk about this, when it comes to quick release plates on tripods and things, a 50p I have found is perfect for undoing and tightening the release plate. Can't find that, I've got a 10p instead. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mount... Let's get this around the right way. I'm going to mount this quick release plate onto the bottom of the D800. Incidentally, I found out on a recent shoot that it's slightly loose. The actual threaded assembly, it's catching on the battery compartment when I slide the battery out. slightly loose. Doesn't appear actually to stop it. Let's tighten this right up. There we go. Doesn't appear to have affected the mounting capabilities. Going to put that 10p in my pocket. Just wearing jeans tonight. Blending in. it's going to be pretty much dark anyway, so it doesn't really matter as long as I'm warm. I don't think it's going to be too cold that I'll need to put like extra layers and things on. But anyway, that's the D800 all set up with that plate so that then I'm not fumbling around in the dark. You know, preparation is key, of course. There we go. The tripod itself can go back in this bag. It's actually a Manfrotto shoulder case I bought years ago at... It was at, well, what was Focus on Imaging, now the photography show. Monopod's in there again. Let's just set this up. Oops. Oh, the zips. The zip works fine, but the actual zipper pulls. One of them snapped in half, so I really need to adjust that, put a bit of cord on there or something. The other thing I might do, actually, is if I do end up, and it's worth making a note of this, if I do end up putting stuff in the top compartment or front compartment of this bag, this backpack, I would use something like a carabiner or an S-beaner, a little, just a small one, just to attach the zips, fastenings together, and then onto a solid loop or something on the bag, not something that could be unbuckled or unclipped. Just because for security, you know, if it's dark, it's a crowd scene, anyone wants to try and take anything, it's all secured. But like I say, I think there's not really going to be anything in there. This bag actually has a reflective strip on it, which is quite good, just in case anyone should happen to come my way and knock me off my stepladder. there we go. So slowing down just a little bit, not getting too confident with that because the time can just absolutely fly away from under your feet. what else can I tell you? Yeah, it's been one of those days, you know, where I've just been constantly doing things. And of course, you get stuff just at the last minute. Now, I don't think it will, but just in case there's any interference, I'll apologise now. I'm just going to look at my phone because I had a request recently for a very short little block of text that to go in a little article or a big article actually, but in a sidebar on in Amateur Photographer magazine. A lot of you will know, especially if you're in the UK, you know, Amateur Photographer magazine, very popular. So I need to find out when that's going to be published and what have you. But I was just seeing if there's going to be any comeback on that just before I go out, but I don't think so. I've also seen, this is totally irrelevant to what's going on tonight, I've just had an email from someone who wants some product photography, just chasing up. I've got to get the quote over to them. And so I'll probably ping them an email quickly before I head out the door. It's been one of those weeks, you know, it's just constant. So the job in hand tonight, these shots in town, but I'm still right up to the last minute handling inquiries, you know, collaborating and organising stuff. And I've been a little bit on Twitter, but quite quiet because I've been dealing with that. So there we go. Like I said, if I get a moment, because I've got to do stuff straight after once I've finished, but if I get a moment to stop and record maybe just 20 minutes for you about the actual shots, what happened this evening, all the rest of it, I will do so, because, you know, it's nice to have the follow-on recording, in which case that will then go into next week's show for you, and you can hear it sort of start to finish. So that's my setup. There's really nothing more to add other than I need to get out the door very, very shortly. So I hope that's been of interest. Any questions, of course, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
Be sure to listen to next week's show, where I'll be telling you all about how my shoot ultimately panned out. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.